Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 64.
Meeting. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Insko, here, okay. Insko, aye. The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 100 having voted in the affirmative and 2 in the negative. Senate Bill 172 passes its second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly, no climate act.
Question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 172 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 172 having passed third reading will be returned to the Senate for concurrence by special messenger. Members, that concludes our calendar, and I will advise the body on what we're looking at. We were so efficient the crossover week, which, by the way, we did finish a day early, that we've cleared the calendar of a lot of matters. I would anticipate next week. I know there's some bills in the appropriations process. There's the broadband bill that Representative Arps worked on that we'll be taking those up. Again, we're looking at Tuesday on those. And would encourage members to pay close attention to bills that are scheduled for the Rules Committee next week, as those will likely be added to the calendar, as well as the Appropriations Committee. The Appropriations Chairs continue to work through a budget. I had a question from a couple of our members of what is the plan of the budget this year, and I can't speak for others, but I will tell you the House of Representatives will pass a comprehensive budget. Not many budgets, so make no mistake about that. When we get to that is when we'll get to it. But we're working together, and I can tell you, I think folks are ready to get geared up and get on with that. So next week we do have a number of bills that we'll be taking up. I think there may be a finance bill or two as well. Chair's been informed of, but I would anticipate next week's calendar as well remaining relatively light. Where we are right now in the process is, of course, the House has passed its policy bills, the Senate has passed its policy bills, and both chambers generally will try to wait and make sure that the other chamber is going to be moving a respective number of the other chamber's policy bills, so you get into this little lag at this point. And that's kind of where we are right now, so I would anticipate that next week may be another short week like this week, but probably the week after is when you'll start seeing the pace pick back up again. So far no one's complained about the schedule this week or next week, so I doubt I'll hear any complaints. At this point, any announcements? Representative Cleveland will complain, but that's it. That's all. For what purpose, the gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, rise.
On a personal privilege.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wanted to note today that my cousin, Hal Humphrey Sr., who grew up in Clark's in the Craven County area, and served in the U.S. Maritime Service and also the U.S. Army National Guard, and served in various places in Germany and Korea and Vietnam and other places around the country. After 21 years of military service, retired at the rank of Command Sergeant Major, and worked for about 24 years with the City of New Bern in their public housing operations. Was a very faithful member of his church, and worked with the Salvation Army a good bit, and did just a lot of wonderful things. When my son Samuel was in Kuwait and Iraq for a couple of deployments, Hal was very faithful to send him care packages to be shared with others in his unit on a regular basis while they were over there. Hal was just a great guy. He was my dad's first cousin. His mother was my granddaddy's sister. One of his brothers, Bump Humphrey, was my stepfather. And so his family, but I like to honor him for his military service as well as everything else that he did to serve the Lord and to serve others around him. He was 94 years old and died about a week ago, and his funeral will be today at National Cemetery in New Bern at 11 o'clock. I wish I could be there. I'm not going to be able to make it. But I appreciate your prayers for his family. He has two sons, Hal Jr. and Stephen, and their families. Please be in prayer for them. But his wife, Dolly, died several years ago. But it's particularly sad for me because Hal was the last of 10 siblings. And we're really missing them all. But now with his death, it's kind of closing out a chapter in our family. And I just appreciate your prayers for the family. Thank you.
Sir, thank you. By the way, the chair does also want to advise, pass along some sad news, but apparently Representative Pickett's father passed away either last night or this morning. So please remember him and his family in your thoughts and prayers. For what purpose does the gentleman from Davidson, Representative Potts, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
In the event there's no votes tomorrow, Monday, House Health will meet and we'll have votes in room 643 on Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Any further notices or announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, May 24th at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Again, members, for the chair takes the vote that Monday session is a no vote session. Representative Hall has moved that the seconded by Representative Bell has moved that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, May 24th at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
Ratification of bills and resolutions.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified for presentation to the governor, Senate Bill 172, enacted to establish the state fiscal recovery reserve and fund coronavirus capital projects reserved and fund and local fiscal recovery reserve and fund to maintain funds paid to the state from the coronavirus state fiscal recovery fund, coronavirus capital projects fund, and coronavirus local fiscal recovery fund to appropriate funds from the local fiscal recovery fund for distribution to non-entitlement units of local government to appropriate certain federal grant funds provided to the state under the American Rescue Plan Act and to make technical and other changes.
Chapter bills will be noted.